Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The United Nations' main aid agency in Gaza says an Israeli strike on its food distribution center has killed a UN staff member. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Israel not to strike humanitarian facilities. Israel says its airstrike was targeting a Hamas operative. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Tel Aviv.
Gaza health officials say the airstrike killed the UN staffer, three civilians, and a police officer. The Israeli military says that man was the target of the airstrike. It says he was a member of Hamas's militant wing. It accused him of taking control of humanitarian aid and giving it to Hamas operatives. His uncle denies that. He tells NPR the man was a police officer in charge of guarding aid and had been warned by Israeli security to stop his work. NPR producer in Gaza, Anas Baba, visited the UN aid center where the airstrike hit the courtyard.
It was in the middle of the warehouse, next to the warehouse that's holding most of the food and the diapers for the babies, and even the baby milk.
The UN warns a quarter of Gaza's population is one step away from famine. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
A judge in Georgia has quashed some of the charges against former President Donald Trump and others in the 2020 election interference case. NPR's Stephen Fowler reports charges could be refiled.
Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee has ruled prosecutors did not include enough detail in their charges, alleging Trump and several allies solicited elected officials to violate their oaths of office. Prosecutors say Trump, his former attorney and New York politician Rudy Giuliani, and others broke the law when they tried to get state lawmakers, the Speaker of the House, and the Secretary of State to change the outcome. But this ruling doesn't affect the larger racketeering allegations stemming from the failed push to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results, and prosecutors could refile the charges with more details. The news comes as the judge weighs whether to remove the Fulton DA's office from the case. Stephen Fowler, NPR News, Atlanta.
President Biden campaigned in Milwaukee, Wisconsin today after clinching the Democratic nomination. He talked infrastructure at the Hillside Boys and Girls Club in Milwaukee, citing the impact of a highway that broke up neighborhoods largely black and brown in the city.
The story of Bronzeville here in Milwaukee is one that we see all across the country. Our interstate highway system laid out in the 50s was a groundbreaking connection, our nation's coast to coast. That was the purpose of it. We're transforming the way people live, work, and travel. But instead of connecting communities, it divided them. These highways actually tore them apart.
Biden announced $3.3 billion for 132 projects in 42 states to help right the historic wrongs. Biden won Wisconsin by just 20,000 votes in 2020. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures are up about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are up about 0.2%. This is NPR. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty or independence is threatened. This just days before an election that Putin is all but certain to win, giving him another six-year term. In an interview with state media released today, Putin talked about the use of nuclear weapons when he invaded Ukraine in 2022. The New York Times is going after computer programmers it says have made improper spinoffs of the hit online game Wordle. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, the newspaper owns the game after acquiring it 2 years ago.
The New York Times sent at least three copyright takedown notices to coders since January. The story was first reported by the news outlet 404 Media. A spokesperson for the New York Times says hundreds of users on the coding website GitHub were notified and that it's trying to protect copyrighted elements of the game, like the green and yellow colored squares and the 5x6 grid. One of those developers, who created a spin-off that other coders then used to make their own games, pulled his code from GitHub and told NPR it was, quote, a shame we're losing this software and the community around it. The New York Times bought Wordle from the software engineer who created it in 2022 for a seven-figure sum. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. The Dow was up 37 points. The NASDAQ down 87 points. The S&P 500 down 9. Crude oil prices were higher by the close, up 2.6% at $79.72 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.